only Jesus. Oh, the God we serve. You are worthy, worthy, worthy to be praised. The God we serve. Oh, yes.
Only Jesus answers.
Oh, yes, he answers. Oh, yes, he answers. Oh, yes, oh, yes, oh, yes, oh, yes, oh, yes. The God we serve. Answers prayers, only Jesus,
only Jesus.
Only oh yes, he answers prayers. You are worthy to be praised. You are always there for us, the God we serve.
Answers prayers,
only
Jesus. Answers prayers.
I can see everything turning around. Good. I can see everything turning around for my good. I can see everything, see everything, oh, see everything, oh.
For my good.
I say I can see everything
turning around,
oh. I say I can see everything turning around,
turning around.
Oh yes, I can see everything
turning around,
for I say you can see everything turning around, turning around. Oh yes, we can see everything turning around. See everything turning around. See everything turning around for my good.
Give the Lord a big hand of praise. Shall we lift up our two hands to heaven, everybody, and give him thanks, give him praise, magnify him, celebrate him. In Jesus' precious name, we have given thanks.
Yeah.
How many are sure that God has heard us? How many are convinced that God has answered us? How many are sure that this killer demon has been conquered?
Yes.
Give the Lord the biggest clap offering. Thank you, Jesus. Blessed be your name. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
When God speaks, everything lines up. So the forces, the process, is as ordained of God, not that somebody's expertise or skill. I dare challenge all researchers. All the secret things belong to God.
Yes, sir.
Whether scientific, yes, sir, medical, only the things he reveals,
yes, sir,
belongs to us. This time tomorrow, there shall be plenty of food. How? There was nothing in the atmosphere to suggest that. No right-thinking person should make that kind of statement. But it caused the enemies to hear a noise.
Yes,
it caused them to bring all their food to the place. I've never seen where they carry that level of food to the war front. All their horses, all their weapons. And it caused them to hear a noise.
Yes.
Now, they fled. It's not the general who went there to collect it. Lepers. Lepers that have no address, that have no houses, that are not recognized as human beings. Lepers were used of God to bring solution to a national crisis. Lepers, not experts. Lepers, not experts. As we conquer these killer disease, let no one take pride in it.
Yes, sir.
We fasted. Across the nations, people are fasting and praying. But he answered.
Yes.
We pray. But can we answer our prayers?
No, sir.
He answered our prayers. A lot of people across the nations of the earth, nations investing so much money in research endeavors to conquer this killer disease. And suddenly God reveals it. And then it's conquered. A man says, look at me. I did. It's a risk. It's a risk. Who knows whether what brought us here today is pride. That is where we find ourselves today. Because we own the world. We can do what we want. There is no creator. These things are chemical commotions that we now call creation. So why has the chemical not been colluding ever since that time? Not one square meter has been added to the earth that God created. When human beings go to build in a place that God said it belongs to the sea, he sweeps them off. Just to show that it's God. Can I tell you something? We have overcome this plague.
Yes, yes, yes.
And the glory must go back to God. The glory must go back to God.
Yes, sir.
So we don't get revisited with another evil.
Amen.
The glory must go back to God. Humble yourself under the mighty hand of God that in due time. When the Lord said to me, and I told you, I said, the year 2020 is a year to watch. But I couldn't fathom this dimension of it. A year the kind we have never seen, that the whole world was held spellbound. Spellbound. Just to show the littleness of man. Just to show the littleness of man. The entire world held spellbound by one virus. So he returned everyone to prayer. Prayer on the street. Prayer on the road. People lying down flat on the street. Oh God, have mercy. Oh God, have mercy. Even those who don't believe in God, they say, oh God, what is this? They say, but you say you don't believe in God. I say, no. I say, oh God, what is this? Because all man is finished. So we need oh God. That's why the glory must go to him. It's for the sake of the poor and the needy, the defenseless. The ones who are sick in their homes now across many nations of Africa and other places. Who don't know who to call? Who don't know where to call? Who? Where there is no one to call. And they are dying right now. It is for the sake of this that mercy has answered for us. Please lift up your two hands. All the glory must be to the Lord. Help sing it together now. For he
is worthy of our praise. No man
on earth should give glory.
All the glory must be.
The victory is sure. The glory must go to him.
All the glory must be to the
Lord.
All
the glory must be
to the Lord. For only him is worthy of our praise.
Only he is worthy
of our praise.
The assurance of answers to our prayers, we vow tonight to give you back all the glory. You move the nations of the earth into realms of prayers, but you answer the prayers. Receive all the glory. You set experts in places to start working at this, and you show them the secret. Receive all the glory. Lord, whatever brought us to this state, deliver us from it. Let the spirit of meekness sweep across the world. Let the nations return back to the true God. And thank you, Lord, for having mercy on us. In Jesus' name. Give the Lord Jesus a huge triumphant clap offering. Huge triumphant clap offering. You may please be seated. Walking in dominion over sickness and disease. Someone caught a sudden disease that has no name. He just stood up and made an oration. A huge applause. And the people shouted, the voice of a God and not of man. God said, what? Ah. It is the voice of a God, oh, and not of a man. Where is God? Outside this man. And immediately an angel of the Lord smote him. Because he gave not God the glory. And he was eaten of worms and gave up the ghost. His instant womanization. Instant. Amen. Instant. They haven't got a name for that. Instant. Won't we thank God for giving us room for repentance and seeking his mercy? Instant. That's how God reacts to the pride of man. Instant. The only safe boasting is making our boast in the Lord. He said, my soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. That this is God at work. This is the grace of God at work in my life. This is the mercy of God prevailing for me. Every other boasting is a risk. Nebuchadnezzar stood one day, this great kingdom which I have built for the house of the kingdom by the might of my power. Daniel 4:30. And for the honor of my majesty. Emene tinje emene olorukonla emene ma. Only one person qualifies to be the I am. God reacted. While the word was still in the king's mouth, there fell a voice from heaven saying, O King Nebuchadnezzar, to thee it is spoken, the kingdom is departed from thee. That's why the world needs a fresh baptism of humility. God must be allowed to remain the Almighty where we are, where grace has put us. The nations of the earth will not go through this anymore. Amen. The cry of the saints, the cry of the nations of the earth has reached out to heaven. And we are going to hear good news. Amen. But may we not be trapped again by the same thing. We can't push God aside and have true life. Because it's the source of life. It's like pushing your breath aside and still be driving on the streets. It's not possible. It's clear from now that life is a battlefield. And that's what has put the entire world on the spot. Fighting the war. Trusting God for victory. And now victory has come. Amen. Let me hear your loudest amen. Amen. I said victory has come. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Victory will always demand a fight for delivery. And now he has helped us to put up the fight. And he has given us the victory. Older men will praise the Lord. For his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. He has broken the gates of brass and cut in sunder. And cut the bars of iron in sunder. To him be all the praise. We have been trying to look at the cause or the causes of sickness. And we have come to establish the fact that there is the spirit of sickness that manifests in afflicting people in various areas of their life. Among these foul spirits is the spirit of insanity. The spirit of insanity. We have this record in Mark chapter 5. This madman was so uncontrollable that you bind him with irons, he breaks it like threads. They have met him, a man out of the tombs, a man with an unclean spirit, or call it with a spirit of insanity, who had his dwelling among the tombs, and no man could bind him, no, not with chains, because that he had been often bound with fetters and chains, and the chains had been plucked asunder by him, and the fetters broken into pieces, neither could any man tame him. What? And always night and day, he was in the mountains and in the tombs, crying and cutting himself with stones. But when he saw Jesus afar off, he ran and worshipped him. That's what makes him the great physician. Everybody stays clear that path. He ran to Jesus and worshipped him. And cried with a loud voice, what have I to do with you, Jesus, thou Son of the Most High God? I adjure thee by God that thou torment me not. For he said unto him, come out of the man, thou unclean spirit. He said, what's thy name? He said, my name is Legion, for we are many. And he besought him, please, please, that don't send us away out of the country. Now there was there nigh unto the mountains a great herd of swine feeding. And all the devils besought him, saying, send us into the swine, that we may enter into them. And what Jesus is to cast that out into the sea. All the swine ran speedily into the sea and were choked in the sea. What we are saying now is God gathering this foul spirit and casting them away off the planet Earth. They will never resurface again. They will never resurface again. That's the spirit of insanity. It doesn't matter the color or the race. It doesn't matter the quality of education, the qualification, the professionalism. It's a demon spirit that turns the mind of people upside down. And then people were amazed when they saw this man clothed, seated, and in his right mind. Verse 15. Clothed, seated, and they came to Jesus and see him that was possessed with the devil and that had the legion sitting, clothed, and in his right mind, and they were afraid. They were afraid. A force turns his mind upside down. Eroded all the values of humanity from him. He was living in the tombs. He didn't know the meaning where he was. He didn't know where he was or what he was doing. He was cutting himself with stones when he couldn't find anybody to fight. But Jesus showed up. Jesus showed up and checked him out. Now, in the name of Jesus, no one in anyone's lineage here will ever become a victim of the spirit of insanity.
Yeah.
All issues of loss of memory, all issues of lack of retentive memory, whatever affects anyone's mental system, no matter how long that plague may have remained in any family, it is cast out finally today.
Amen.
How real is the spirit of insanity? Go to psychiatric hospitals. You will know how real it is. And you see all levels of human personalities who are victims of this horrible, wicked spirit. And Jesus said, in my name you shall cast out devils. Therefore I command every spirit of insanity cast out of any life connected to anyone under the sound of my voice right now.
Amen.
Let me hear your loudest amen.
Amen.
But to walk in dominion over sickness and disease, we must keep craving for the endowment of the spirit of faith. What do I call it? Endowment of the spirit of faith. The spirit of faith empowers us to believe all things. That's the major plus in it. The spirit of faith is real. 2 Corinthians 4:13, and we having the same spirit of faith, we believe. I believed and therefore have I spoken. We also believe and therefore speak. The spirit of faith speaks the unspeakable. He said, by the way, we they call heresy, so serve I the Lord God of my fathers. So worship I the God of my fathers. Believing all things. Acts 24:14. Which are written in the law and the prophet. Believing all things. Believing all things. Those are the extras that the spirit of faith provides that principles of faith do not provide. A crave for the spirit of faith will establish our dominion over sickness and disease any day, any time, anywhere. Jesus saw the faith of this man that was being brought down from the roof. He saw their faith. And said, son, thy sins be forgiven thee. Thy sins be forgiven thee. Mark 2:5. That's why we need faith in the mercy of God. We need faith in the mercy of God. Don't assume it. Everyone that cried out for God's mercy got it. That man had kept his bed for years because of the sin in his life. And he came for mercy and he had mercy. We saw a woman of Canaan, they called her, Matthew 15, and verse 22. Behold, the woman of Canaan came out of the same coast and cried unto him, saying, have mercy on me, O Lord, thou son of David. My daughter is grievously vexed with a devil. He said, no, I'm not sent but to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. But you don't cast the food of dogs and children and cast to dogs. He said, yes, Lord. But dogs can pick up the crumbs that fall from the ground. Faith in the mercy of God brought rescue. And his daughter was set free. The good news is, no one here will suffer any more affliction of sickness or disease in their life.
Amen.
I shared this testimony severally. One of my relations, younger ones, was caught up with the spirit of insanity. Young, innocent child. He was talking uncontrollable judges like that. Anything. I got into the place when I was told, and I saw him, you know, on no dress on top, just one pant. Dress him up, put him in my car. Let me see the devil that will enter my car with me. That was the end of that devil. That's how powerful the spirit of faith can be. That happened December 25, 1983. There was no one single medication. There was no recheck. He went to the university after that.
Hallelujah.
Married, settled, and now a minister of the gospel. Can I tell you something? The spirit of faith is an asset of inestimable value. It's an asset of inestimable value. He said, above all, change that word called sheet to spirit. Taking the spirit of faith and you quench all the fiery darts of the devil. You quench all the fiery darts of the devil. The spirit of faith is an asset of inestimable value in assessing and taking delivery of your inheritance in Christ. The source of sickness is sin. And redemption took care of sin and sickness at the same time. Now that we are saved and we're on our way making to heaven, we have the right to walk in dominion over sickness and disease. But it is to everybody according to his faith. And the spirit of faith is the stabilizer of the faith of believers. The spirit of faith is the stabilizer of the faith of believers. Before the spirit of faith came upon those apostles, Master, Master, don't you care that we perish? It takes the spirit of faith for our faith to stand the test of time, particularly as jungle matures in several areas of our lives. It speaks through you. You don't organize it. It said, don't bother what to say. It is the spirit of your Father that speaketh in you. That's the asset. That's what makes it an asset. He speaks on your behalf to deliver victory to you. The spirit of faith speaks on your behalf to deliver victory to you. Have mercy, he said. Do you believe that I, the Son of Man, am able to do this? They said, yes, Lord. Okay. According to your faith. He lay hands on them. He said, according to your faith, be it unto you. So what we receive is according to the faith at work in us. What we receive is according to the faith at work in us. Jesus laid hands on them in Nazareth. He could there do no mighty works, and he marveled at their unbelief. So the spirit of faith is an asset to anybody that must receive anything from God. That's why I said, earnestly contend for the faith that was once delivered unto the saints. The spirit of faith is an asset from generation to generation, from generation to generation. to walk in dominion over sickness and disease. Open up to the teachings of anointed healing ministries. Open up. Although the Lord gives you the bread of adversity and the water of affliction, Isaiah chapter 30 verse 20, yet shall not thy teachers be removed into a corner anymore, but thy eyes shall see thy teachers, and through their ministry thy ears shall hear a word behind thee. That is it. This is the way. Walk in it. This is the way out. Walk in it. This is the way out. Walk in it. From the book of Kenneth E. Hagin, 1979, I caught a word from the Lord. Himself took our infirmities and bore our sicknesses. Man. Took our infirmities and bore our sicknesses. The word too came about. Past tense, man. He took it before he's posting that he's there. The picture came, and I walked into liberty from every harassment of sickness and disease. That's how powerful the ministry of healing ministries are. We connect with light through the light that they have. Do you understand what you are reading? How can I accept someone who should guide me? And then Philip came up and took him up from the same scripture. His eyes opened wide. He had this water. Can't I be baptized? Well, if you believe, you can. I believe. Revelation is being able to see what God is saying. And through, he said, thou hast the fountain of life. Through in thy light shall we see light. So there are people, Psalm 36 verse 9, who are beacons of light in some areas as given them by God. So we see light through their light. So he sent us apostles, prophets, and pastors and teachers for the perfecting of our faith. Praise God. For the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for edifying of the body. Till we all come in the unity of faith with them. Unity of faith. We're coming into their realm of faith by connecting to the light that God has given them. Amen. Amen. A wise man shall hear and increase in learning. You want to see how powerful revelation can be? Again, Job 33 and verse 21 to 22. A picture of a terminal case, a terminal disease. His flesh is consumed away that it could not be seen, and his bones that were not seen stick out. Yea, his soul draweth near unto the grave, and his life to the destroyers. If there be a messenger with him. Man. Praise God. Hallelujah. An interpreter. One among 1,000. Who will show unto man his uprightness. Then God will be gracious unto him. And say, deliver him from going down to the pit. He has found the light. Glory to God. Then his flesh shall be fresher than a child. He shall return to the days of his youth. Come on, give the Lord praise. That's how much dominion over sickness is loaded into the world. Amen. Amen. And so when you encounter a Philip in any area of interest, he opens the veil, he opens the seal, and you enter into the blessing. He opens the seal and you enter into the blessing. I told you before that before Jesus comes, the church of Christ will become the specialist healing center. Every church with the power of God just oozing forth, People will go to church on no service day and lay down before the Lord and stand up here. They roll their wheelchair back home. They carry their clutches on their shoulders. Somebody say, is there not a church there? Go there. Say, there's no service. They don't have to have service. There's an angel there that's walking. Somebody here lost the child and went to Arizona Center in the night. Couldn't find anybody. So he put the child there and sat by the gate. Oh God, what is this? By the time he checked back, the child has sat up. Wondering who brought me here. That will become normal experience. Amen. In the church of Christ of the end time. Amen. Well, as we partake of the communion tonight, your dominion over sickness and disease will be established.
Amen.
Shall be established.
Amen.
In practical terms.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
I had the privilege of insight into the communion on two specific occasions. One, I had the lesson read in the church 1976. I am that bread of life. The priest reading this put on Jesus. I was hearing Jesus, not him. And somehow I knew him. But the word was coming from heaven. I am the bread of life. Don't mind me, I finished reading Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, the first 3 months of my salvation in 1969. So I was conversant with every chapter. But being conversant does not mean that you have light. That light was just like an X-ray. X-ray. And that John 6:48 to 58 became an asset to my life. Then sometimes I got through the materials of Smith Wigglesworth and I saw I applied it practically. 1977. Is this so? I said. I began living on the communion from 77. Here am I today by the grace of God. The power of light. Therefore, as we partake of this communion tonight, the life in it that is needed to establish our dominion over sickness and disease shall be practically transmitted.
Amen.
Except you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you. That's what he said. You mean we are dead and we are listening to you? He said, you don't know what I'm talking about. He that eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood has eternal life. So the communion transmits eternal life, which is immune to sickness and disease. Eternal life cannot accommodate sickness, cannot accommodate disease. Therefore, tonight, as we partake of this communion, the end has come to every assault of sickness and disease on anyone's life under the sound of my voice.
Amen.
And everyone in your household get connected to this.
Amen.
Can I hear your amen?
Amen?
Because salvation is ordained to be for us and our household.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
What shall we do? Repent. And thou shalt be saved. And thy house. Thou shalt be saved. And thy house. Thou shalt be saved. And thy house. Thou shalt be saved. Thou shalt be healed. And thy house. Thou shalt be healed. And thy house. Thou shalt be delivered. And thy house. So it's not church religious right. It's not some church doctrine. It is the mystery of the kingdom unveiled by Jesus to establish the dominion of the saints over sickness and disease. Thank you, Jesus. yours is settled.
Amen.
I say your own is settled.
Amen.
No more harassment of sickness and disease on your life.
Amen.
And on your household.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Lift up your right hand and give God thanks. If anything happened to you tonight, give him thanks and praise. In Jesus' precious name, we have given thanks. Very quickly tonight, there are individuals that are connected to this service tonight who are not born again yet, because except a man is born again, he cannot see the blessings of the kingdom. He cannot partake of the blessings of the kingdom. John 3:3. Whatever is born of God only overcomes the world. And sickness is a major battle of life. You are here tonight. You want to receive eternal life. Live the overcomer's life. And make heaven at the end of your journey. Please. Raise your right hand wherever you are. If you can. And I'll be praying with you right now. Would you pray this prayer from the depth of your heart? Say after me. Lord Jesus.
I accept you tonight.
As my Lord. And my Savior. And
I believe
you died for me
on the third day.
You rose from the dead
for my forgiveness,
for my justification.
Tonight,
forgive me
all my sins
and wash me
with your blood.
I believe
right now
that my sins
are now forgiven.
I'm justified
by your blood.
I'm saved.
I'm born again.
I now have eternal life.
I am free
from the power of sin
to serve the living God.
Thank you, Jesus,
for saving my soul.
Amen.
Amen.
Be blessed, each one of you, in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
And may tonight be the beginning of a new dawn in your life.
Amen.
Sin has lost its power over your life.
Amen.
And eternal life is flowing through your being.
Amen.
And now, welcome to an overcomer's world.
Amen.
In Jesus' precious name. Amen.
Amen.
That's your biggest testimony. Therefore, please call, let us have your name and your details. And we shall be praying with you in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Salvation is the mother of all testimonies.
Yes.
Every testimony rides on it. Until one is saved, all you have is chances. But when you are saved, you have the definite act of God in your life. So welcome to a word of triumph in the name of Jesus. Give the Lord a big hand for saving souls across the nation. Amen. Please stand to your feet. One of the things we are going to be taking out from this table tonight, the meekness of Jesus. The humility of Christ that will keep grace flowing. That will keep grace flowing in our life, in our homes, in our spiritual journey. That will keep grace flowing. That when we need to make a boast on any ground, it's boasting in what the Lord has done. Boasting of the God at work in you. Boasting of the gift of salvation that has delivered you and me from frustrations. That has protected us from all assaults of the devil. And then you find grace flowing and flourishing. I'd like to read these two scriptures before we partake of this communion. Psalm 107, verse 11 to 14. Because they rebelled against the words of God and contemned the counsel of the Most High, or despised, therefore he brought down their heart with labor. They fell down and there was none to help. Then they cried unto the Lord in their trouble, and he saved them out of their distresses. And verse 14, he brought them out of darkness and the shadow of death and break their bands asunder. If you look at everything, he did. So speak no more proudly. He did. We were all locked in. And then suddenly he stepped in. And then the streets are flowing with people again. And then older men will praise the Lord. That's the next verse. So the praise must go to God. We have seen the littleness of man. The helplessness of man. From the first world to the last world. Everybody suddenly became helpless. Through one strain virus. The glory must go to him. And all the time. Victory has come. But the glory must go to him. So we don't suffer defeat anymore. The glory must go to him. The glory must go to him. Victory is here. But he's expecting the glory. He said, "What they are not ten cleansed, we are what deny." So everybody should endeavor to return. Thank you. Thank you, oh God, my Father. You personalize it. My Father and my God. Oh, our Father who is in heaven. Thank you for bailing us out when you saw us in our helplessness. I'm sure God is saying this so that we won't see that again. We won't see any other one like that. Nothing will shut the word in anymore. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. And I pray, like we have prayed, that this will result into massive revival across the nations of the earth. In the name of Jesus. Well, tonight, we have this mystery. An awesome asset for the body of Christ. A platform that transmits eternal life and establishes our immunity to all sickness and disease. My prayer is that this will establish each one's dominion over sickness and disease tonight. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. This is blessed, and whatever you have there, wherever you are around the world, as the flesh and the blood of Jesus. May the power that is hidden in this mystery be released into every life. Amen. Somebody with bone marrow cancer walked into liberty across the nations like a dream of the night. Ministry was going on here in Nigeria. Jesus healed him, liberated him in India. Hallelujah. And returned home and gave the testimony 1 year after again that I was the man that Jesus healed. I'm still hale and hearty. Now, everyone's dominion over sickness and disease is established tonight. Amen. In the name of Jesus. So shall it be. In Jesus' name. Now, let's have the table of the Lord. Amen.
There is no one like Jesus. No one, there's 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 no one like Jesus. No one, there
like Jesus. There's no one, there's no one like you.
There is no one,
there's no one, there's no one like you.
No, no, the girl,
there's no one,
no, no,
the girl.
There is no one,
there is no one like Jesus. There's no one, there's no one like you.
Hey, listen up, I walk up, walk up.
No one, no one.
I sat there, I sat there.
No one, no one.
Around me,
no one, no one.
There's no one like you.
Hey,
I sat outside, yeah.
No one, no one.
I walk here and there. There's no one,
no one, no one.
I look all around me.
No one, no one.
Yeah, there's no one,
there's no one.
There is no one,
there's no one. There's no one like Jesus.
Somebody celebrate this Jesus.
There is no one like you.
We celebrate you, Jesus.
There's no one like you.
There is no one.
There's no one like you.
Somebody celebrate this Jesus. He changed the man. He changed all the situation.
There's no one like you.
It's worthy.
There's no one.
There's no one like you.
Hey,
I walk up, walk up.
No one, no one.
I saw it everywhere, including the U.S.
There's no one like you.
Hallelujah, hey. Celebrate Jesus.
Hallelujah, hey.
Hallelujah, hey. Song of victory.
It's a song of victory.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, hey.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Let a sound of no limit.
Let a sound of no limit.
Hallelujah, yeah.
Hallelujah, yeah.
Let the sound of victory.
Hallelujah, yeah.
Hallelujah,
hallelujah, yeah.
Yes, sir.
It's the sound of victory.
Hallelujah,
hallelujah, yeah.
Hallelujah, yeah.
Hallelujah,
yeah. Let the sound of dominion.
Let the sound. Dominion feels now.
Hallelujah, yeah.
Hallelujah, yeah.
Somebody celebrate Jehovah.
Hallelujah,
hallelujah, yeah.
Hallelujah, yeah.
It's the sound of victory.
Hallelujah. It's the sound of victory.
Hallelujah,
hallelujah, yeah.
Hallelujah, everywhere.
Hallelujah.
Let the sound of dominion.
Sound of dominion, feel things now.
Hallelujah,
hallelujah, yeah.
Somebody celebrate Jehovah.
Hallelujah,
there is dominion on every side.
Hallelujah, yeah.
The Lord has given a victory.
It's a sound of victory.
Hallelujah,
hallelujah, yeah.
Somebody shout hallelujah,
hallelujah, yeah.
Let the sound of
dominion feel
this
now.
One more time, hallelujah, hey.
Hallelujah, hey.
Victory is on us every day.
Hallelujah,
yes. Hallelujah, the glory to the Lord of Jericho.
Hey,
in the sound of victory.
It's the sound of
victory.
Victory,
hallelujah.
Hallelujah, hey.
Hallelujah, hey.
Hallelujah, oh.
Dominion on every side.
Sound of dominion, feel this now.
One more time, hallelujah,
hallelujah, yeah.
Somebody celebrate Jehovah.
Hallelujah,
hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah,
hallelujah, hallelujah, yeah.
Victory on every side.
Hear the sound of victory.
Hallelujah, hallelujah,
hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Let the sound of dominion.
The sound of dominion feel his
heart. Hallelujah!
Give him a shout!
Hallelujah! Give him praise!
Amen. The battle is won. Yes.
The battle is won. The battle is won. The glory goes back to God. In the name of Jesus. Now lift up your two hands and give him in-depth thanks in the spirit. In-depth thanks in the spirit. He that giveth thanks in an unknown tongue, doeth it well. Erade shagalo tapekona. Eno zezia leprod. Yake takredi nemo. Ebradalo tekenia. Aye shagala radabaga. Neruale takonia rota. Breduale seso le krudi. Bredelo kraktana radaba yakatano. Embra bayake nekonato. Ezizarato pankenona. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for setting us free as a people. Thank you for liberating the nations of the earth. Take all the praise, take all the glory. In Jesus' precious name, we have given time. What an awesome God we serve. For those who might not pick that word, I waka waka means I walk around, and I find over. It's not another language. Amen. Praise God. I kept walking about looking for the answers. No one like Jesus. I tried to find if anybody's very close to him. No one. I saw the helpless world. I began to look for help from them. They said, look, we are helpless. Until Jesus stepped in. He has stepped in. He has stepped in. And we hear good news. In the name of Jesus. For all of us who have been part of these 3 days of prayer and fasting, be strengthened. Amen. I decree renewal of strength. Amen. Your spiritual authority has changed level. Amen. You will know it. Amen. The devils will know it. Amen. And the glory will go back to God. Amen. Lift up those two hands and give him thanks.
Lift your voice and give thanks to God. From the depth of your heart, give him praise. Give him glory. Give him honor. Give adoration to him tonight. For the encounters of this night, give him the praise. Lord, we say thank you. Blessed be your holy name. You are worthy of all the praise and glory. In Jesus' precious name, we have given thanks. Somebody believe, say loud, amen. Amen. Let's share the goodness together in fellowship. Surely, God's goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. Peace. It is my year of breaking limits. Then what eyes have not seen nor ears heard shall be your experience all through the year 2020. Congratulations. Amen and amen. You are blessed. Please remember for all reports to be submitted, be blessed in Jesus' name.